You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
When it comes to moral degradation and its global epicenter, the degenerate trash city of Los Angeles, nothing surprises me anymore. But this wee spa farce has plumbed new depths of debasement. A video that went viral on Twitter showed a customer at Wee Spa complaining about a man exposing his genitals to women and little girls in the female area of the spa. The staff at Wee Spa responded by defending the individual's right to do this, claiming it was an expression of his sexual orientation. Yeah, really. Then the CEO of a trans lobby group who was interviewed by CBS Los Angeles said the woman who complained was, quote, horrible and had practiced, quote, violence against the individual who had flashed his genitals. And it's highly likely that the same individual was the subject of a 2018 complaint from a different woman who wrote about a naked man in the female shower section bragging about how many women he'd slept with. Los Angeles magazine then highlighted a report from another spa in the city where a similar incident occurred. A rep for Century Day and Night Spa on Olympic Boulevard recalls a similar situation just weeks before the pandemic shut them down in spring 2020, in which a trans woman with everything reflected female on her driver's license caused an uproar among cisgender female clients by exposing male genitals in the female pools and lockers. She wouldn't really use the spas. She just sat at the corner of the pool with her feet in the water and her legs spread, or took front-facing showers, the rep recalls. People began to feel uncomfortable. It became very disruptive. When the spa finally confronted her, she was adamant that the spa should attempt to normalize young girls and women viewing male genitalia. And today we learned about another incident at Wee Spa that occurred in January 2020, where a person with a beard and a penis got into a hot tub naked with a woman's six-year-old daughter. So to be clear, these individuals aren't just trans people minding their own business. They're perverts in the women's section, openly provoking people and deliberately exposing themselves to kids and getting away with it by hiding behind the false claim of trans identity. So dangerous bigots who oppose the idea of children being exposed to male genitalia responded by organizing a protest outside Wee Spa on Saturday. And guess who showed up to counter-protest? Antifa. Of course it was Antifa. Because apparently, anti-fascism now includes the open endorsement of the right of suspected nonces to show their meat and two veg to kids. What kind of demented idiot would think it would be good optics to show up and counter-protest and violently attack people who want to protect kids from perverts?
I'm getting the word. Nonce.
Remember back in 2017 when Antifa members were photographed carrying a sign that said no pedo bashing? Remember how the media claimed it was all staged? Oh, Antifa would never support pedophilia, really? Well, you might want to reassess that claim after what happened on Saturday. People who showed up to assert that kids shouldn't be exposed to testicles were viciously attacked by Antifa thugs. The mob surrounded and hit a woman with a skateboard. A street preacher was thrown to the ground and beaten. Another Christian preacher had his face split open. Another woman had her arm cut open with a knife. The mob assaulted a videographer. Another video journalist was assaulted with a club. A Hispanic couple were surrounded and had their signs ripped away. When a Latino man defended himself against the mob, police arrested him. They also tried to attack an Asian man wearing a rooftop Korean t-shirt. Others were also harassed and hounded by the mob. And again, for what? Protecting the right of children not to be exposed in public to male genitalia. It's no surprise to me that Antifa has firmly planted its flag in Camp Nonce. We've highlighted innumerable examples where prominent Antifa activists...
Alright folks, that's the latest by Paul Joseph Watson. Their movement is just... You can see it at band.videoinfowars.com. Just know if a grown man gets into a hot tub naked with your six-year-old daughter, you have to accept that, embrace it, in fact, encourage it. Otherwise, you'll be assaulted by Antifa, and then the cops will arrest you. That's a brave new world, folks. The Battle of Wee Spa on band.video by Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be right back.
When the first world collapses, the third world dies. And we're seeing tens of millions of extra people in the third world now starve to death thanks to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Great Reset. They need to go to prison for what they've done. And here in the U.S., we've seen more than half the small businesses go out of business. And every major supplement supplier we've got is either closing or operating at minimum capacity because they can't even get product in for the raw material. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's more important than ever to realize that the products we do have available at InfoWarsStore.com are the product sales that are keeping us on air. And I know you're always used to big sales, and so you don't buy the products until they're on sale. So it's a catch-22. We have less of the product, and we're still selling it at a huge discount. I don't know how long I can keep doing this, but for now, it's a catch-22. I've got to have the money come in. So please get X2. Please get X3 at 50 and 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other sales right now that are about to end because we got to sell this product to stay on air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith.
Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2.
Now it is the day after July 5th. Yesterday we had a day off here. Celebrate America. What a horrible weekend it was. Hopefully you had fun. Hopefully you had fun grilling and shooting fireworks and having a good time. I don't even know. I guess we'll just get into the news, right? I mean, I guess we'll just start talking about the news. I guess that's what we'll do here. I don't know. I feel physically ill from reading the news this morning. I feel sick to my stomach reading all the stuff that that happened over the weekend. Just full on collapse across the entire world. So, hell, let's get right into it with the Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 6th of July, 2021. This weekend was 4th of July weekend. And we saw a staggering numbers of shootings and deaths in Chicago and New York City over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Steady uptick of seemingly random shootings and violence, including brazen acts committed in broad daylight in heavily trafficked areas such as Times Square. Recent wounding of U.S. Marines on Monday. The Chicago Sun-Times has tallied 92 people shot over the long July 4th weekend with 16 killed. So I know the mainstream media and the authorities and the people in charge and the politicians and the Great Reset acolytes have all been telling you that we have three things to worry about and only three things to worry about. Those are, of course, climate change, number one, man-made, caused by carbon output. And don't you dare try to do anything else on the ecology, on the environment, because that's the only thing that matters. That's one, right? The other thing we have to worry about is, of course, COVID-19, the new variants. They'll kill us all. We have to slavishly listen to every dictate from our globalist leaders, obviously, biggest issue around. And then, of course, the number one issue is white supremacy, white terror, domestic terror from white people, number one issue. Okay. Now, as to climate change, we'll get into that a little bit later. As to COVID-19, according to the official reports, two people died over the weekend in Chicago from COVID-19. Eight times as many died from gunshots. Eight times as many murdered in cold blood by criminals. 92 people shot, 16 killed over the weekend in Chicago alone. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say not a single white person shot anybody else over the weekend. I'm going to say that. Oh, maybe you can prove me wrong. I'm going to say 92 people shot over the weekend. I'm going to say that was 92 black shooters. That's going to be my guess. We'll see. But no, just so you know, COVID-19, biggest threat, white supremacy, second biggest threat. By the way, black criminals killed more people than COVID-19 by a factor of eight times this weekend. Mark Zuckerberg posted a video of him surfing with an American flag this weekend. Hugely, hugely ironic. People asking,
What's more American than that? I don't know, free speech, free markets, not having some robotic alien control the ability for people in America to speak in public. That's pretty American. But the interesting thing is where he filmed this video. He's on a lake, very beautiful area, you can tell. Now, where he's vacationing is a city called Coeur d'Alene. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I think I am. It's in Idaho, and it was once dubbed the neo-Nazi capital of the U.S. It's one of the most Christian and conservative places in the country. The lake town also happens to have the hottest housing market in the U.S. after thousands of mostly white conservative Californians fled there amid strict COVID lockdowns in the Golden State. Now, if you search the name of this city, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you'll find story after story talking about what a major problem it is, how many white people live there, and how it's the neo-Nazi capital of America, and how it's one of the whitest areas in America. So I think all of the BIPOCs out there can thank Mark Zuckerberg for putting himself in the lion's den, you know, putting his body in front of theirs and protecting them from the neo-Nazis that live around that lake in Idaho. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for making that sacrifice for us. Just amazing, isn't it? All these diversity-loving billionaires just happen to love hanging out in the whitest parts of the country. Isn't that interesting? It probably won't be for long, not if Mark Zuckerberg has anything to say about it. National Geographic, as well as New York Times, NPR, and a number of other very patriotic outlets in America, spent this weekend talking about why America is evil and why patriotism is bad, why 4th of July shouldn't be celebrated, and why the flag is actually evil. They come up with all sorts of hilarious excuses for this. National Geographic says 4th of July fireworks are racist because smoke disproportionately affects black people. Now, that's right. Okay. I don't even know what to say to that. It's just like, what? What are you talking about? They don't know. They're just making things up. New York Times writes, a 4th of July symbol of unity that may no longer unite. The symbol of unity they're talking about? The American flag. Folks, yeah, the American flag is evil now. So there you go. That's New York Times for you. NPR says basically the same thing. Breitbart reports government-funded NPR faces backlash after trashing the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. In this thread of the Declaration of Independence, you can see a document with flaws and deeply ingrained hypocrisies, NPR tweeted. It also laid the foundation for this country's collective aspirations and hopes for what Americans could be. There you go. Just, you know, the flag is evil, the Declaration of Independence is evil. 4th of July fireworks are racist. Several women on the U.S. soccer team turn away from the U.S. flag as a 98-year-old veteran plays the national anthem on his harmonica. Video of this went viral. Several women, all non-white, interestingly, on the U.S. soccer team, on Monday turned away from the U.S. flag as a 98-year-old World War II veteran, Pete Dupre, played the national anthem on his harmonica. Oh, what a world he's seen pass before his eyes. Oh, what a wonderful 98 years he's lived, fought, put his life on the line in order to defend the freedoms of the American people. 98 years. Isn't that mind-blowing? 1920s, born in the roaring 20s. And he's seen over the last 98 years America truly flourish and fulfill its promise. Anyway, now he can die and his grandchildren can be told that their grandfather was evil and he'll be openly disrespected as he pays homage to the flag for which he was willing and ready to give his life. Just, doesn't it make you feel sick? Doesn't it kind of make you feel sick? Nearly 100-year-old veteran, instead of being honored and celebrated, has his U.S. national team turn their backs on him while he plays the national anthem. Expect a lot more where that came from. Nation's largest teacher union resolves to promote critical race theory and obstruct critics. The National Education Association has moved to openly promote the teachings of critical race theory in K-12 schools and to oppose any bans on instruction in both Marxist ideology and the widely discredited New York Times 1619 Project. During its virtual representative assembly held June 30th through July 3rd, the nation's largest teacher union agreed to research the organization's attacking educators doing what it referred to as anti-racist work, as well as to use research already done to put together a list of resources and recommendations for state affiliates, locals, and individual educators to utilize when they are attacked. When they're attacked, these innocent, poor victims are being attacked. And so now the National Education Union, the largest teachers union in the nation, is coming together to stop anybody from criticizing their Marxist revolution that they're attempting to implant in the minds of children. We'll continue with the Daily Dispatch on the other side. After all, it's not just the National Teachers Union. There are 5,000 teachers who have signed a pledge to teach critical race theory no matter what.
Hydrofluorolithic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolithic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping, 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Yes, the nation's largest teachers union approves plans to promote hate-based critical race theory in all 50 states and 14,000 school districts. We've now gone from critical race theory being taught without anybody really knowing what it is and actually putting a name to it and revealing what it is to have people say, no, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty good. And then, of course, we go to protest and say, hey, we don't want our children teaching or being taught this. And then those parents are shouted down, doxed, harassed, in some cases arrested. And then we're told critical race theory doesn't even exist. It's the latest right wing boogeyman that really isn't even a thing. They just don't want schools teaching about black Americans or something, right? Some sort of lie about how critical race theory doesn't exist at all. Now they're mandating it in all 50 states and 14,000 school districts through this union. But even without that, you have 5,000 woke teachers signing a pledge to teach critical race theory regardless of the law. The Zinn Education Project refuses to accept defeat and desires to teach American children in this country was founded on the dispossession of Native Americans on slavery, structural racism, and oppression, as opposed to the principles of liberty enshrined in the Declaration of Institution and in the Constitution. The organization is named for Howard Zinn, a social activist and historian who wrote A People's History of the United States, a left-wing propaganda pamphlet disguised as a textbook that made its way into history classes all across the country. So this organization is planning on continuing to teach your children that their race is evil and their nation is founded on slavery, regardless of what laws you pass or what you desire to be taught to your children. This is a religion, by the way. Not sure if you're aware of this. So just always imagine that, you know, what's happening is that you have religious indoctrination going on in schools. And even when pointed out that this is blatantly against the law, those religious acolytes are saying we're going to continue to indoctrinate your children anyway. Just incredible. Here's a story that broke last night. White man who pushed a black neighbor in racist rant arrested. The incredibly dishonest headline from ABC News. I'll tell you what actually happened here is a white guy was in a confrontation with his black neighbor that seems to be an ongoing thing. They're referencing all sorts of stuff that had happened in the past during this video. During this video, he used the N-word. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Did anybody survive? Well, then that day, a mob showed up at his house, chanting, threatening, throwing things at him. Then the police showed up and arrested that man, took him away from his house, and the black mob then broke into his house and ransacked it and destroyed the whole neighborhood and looted his house while he was under arrest by the police. So there you go, just a modern-day lynching happening there right before our own eyes. So if a black mob decides to show up at your house, I guess your options are let them in, right? Just let them do whatever they want, or be arrested and hauled off, and then the cops will let them do whatever they want. Those are your options, okay? Fighting back, you will be going to jail for decades, all right? So don't try to fight back at all. You'll probably be charged with a hate crime for, you know, saying the magic word, right? But you deserve this. Obviously, you deserve it. That's what all of the pundits are telling us. Thank God, you know, thank God the Democrats just earlier this year passed that anti-lynching bill. You know, we were so worried about all of the lynching going on. Well, now lynching is just taking place on a regular basis. Similar thing happened in California after parents and concerned citizens were protesting a spa that allowed grown men, sometimes with beards, to get totally naked and get into a hot tub with six-year-old girls. People didn't like that. They spoke up about it. They were told, shut up, you bigot. They decided to protest the place. Then a mob of Antifa showed up there, started attacking them, beating them, hitting them in the head with skateboards, stabbing some of them. And when one guy attempted to fight back, the police arrested him. So there you go. This is where we are now. just all across the country, for whatever particular reason the left decides that you've transgressed their religion, blasphemed against their God, they'll just attack you viciously, and the police will stand by and allow it, and if you fight back, they'll arrest you. Incredible. The nation of Georgia is going the opposite direction. Georgian protesters storm the LGBT office, tear down pride flags, and replace them with the national flag. Wow, I'm shocked. I'm shocked and horrified, quite frankly. What, they don't want this in their country? They don't want men with beards slipping into the jacuzzi with their six-year-old daughters and then getting beaten and arrested for speaking up against that? They don't want that in their country? I said, well, what bigots? Oh, my goodness, what bigots they are. What about this? Men identifying as trans switch to California prisons and are attacking incarcerated women. Women's group says, you don't want that, Georgia? You don't want that in your country? You don't want hardened criminals saying, yeah, I'm a woman, and then getting moved to women's prison where those locked in a cage with them are then raped and beaten by the men? You don't want that? How dare you? How dare you not want that? So, there you go. Good on Georgia. Some 150 students missing after gunmen raid Nigerian school, according to a parent and administrators. About 150 students are missing after armed men raid a boarding school in Nigeria's Kaduna State, a parent administrator said Monday, and police said they were in hot pursuit alongside military personnel. This is a Baptist high school. It is the 10th mass school kidnapping since December in northwest Nigeria, which authorities have attributed to armed bandits seeking ransom payment, you know, or it's genocide against the Christian population. Reuters hasn't quite figured out which one it is yet. So coming to a nation near you very soon, just roving bands of Muslims kidnapping Christian children by the hundreds to slaughter them. Not being reported on mainstream news. I wonder why. Bezos and Gates back fake meat and dairy made from fungus as the next big alt protein. You thought eating bugs was bad. No, fungus is the next big attempt here. 10 churches vandalized in a single day as anti-Christian church burnings surge in Canada. This is, of course, the ongoing ethnic cleansing and cultural genocide going on in Canada here with the Canadian government funding ground-penetrating radar scans of literal cemeteries just next to a church, just places where dead bodies are buried and have for 100 years, claiming those are mass graves, inciting the newly arrived immigrants to Canada to rise up against their white brethren and burning down their churches. 10 in a single day. There you go. Residents in suburban Boston neighborhood were asked to shelter in place early Sunday as an armed standoff between 8 to 10 militia members and highway and police forced a closure of a U.S. interstate highway. Massachusetts police arrest 11 men after standoff with armed groups that, quote, does not recognize our laws. And it's interesting here. You can go through basically every mainstream media story. And not once do you see the words black terror. You don't once see domestic terrorism. You don't once see black nationalist or black supremacist, which is interesting because that's who these people are. They're called the Rise of the Moors, and they're a black nationalist movement. The Jerusalem Post, strangely enough, posted this with a posted this headline with an image of a bunch of white guys with guns, just gaslighting their readers there.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is bound in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible Patriot points. X3, 60% off, free shipping, edible Patriot points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the InfoWars. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air. I'm recording this on July 4th, 2021, America's birthday. And I want to thank all the listeners who've fought so hard to try to keep this republic free and also keep the rest of the world free from the clutches of the globalists. Without you, we wouldn't have come so far. And now the world's really listening to us. They know that our research, our understanding is dead on. And so just because you've been awake for a long time doesn't mean that InfoWars is important. It's more important than ever because now we can reach out to people that are ready to hear the truth. So please help keep us on the air and get great products at the same time. We have store-wide free shipping for July 4th and double Patriot points. We're going to extend it for a couple more days in the middle of the week. And we have 60% off on X3, that's so good for your body, and 50% off for X2. They're both excellent. They're both different formulas. We have four free shipping, double Patriot points right now together. That's the best deal ever on those products. And even though I'm selling out of those products right now, I'm still selling them at a discount because I want those of you that have been on the fence to order it and experience a great.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Hey, welcome back, folks. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I wonder where to go from here. Yeah, it's just It's just crazy. What's happened this week? And just thinking back to all the things. You start off the week with a armed standoff with a militia in Massachusetts. They're called the Rise of the Moors. It's a black supremacist organization that was being pulled over. According to Fox News, during a traffic stop early Saturday morning, a group of men carrying rifles and handguns fled into the nearby woods. Okay, so they're driving around, they get pulled over, and they all grab their guns and go running into the woods. All right. But this, of course, is spread all over the internet, as if it somehow confirms the statements from the authorities that white supremacy is the largest threat to America. Jerusalem Post literally published an image of a bunch of white guys from the Stop the Steal, or not the Stop the Steal, the Charlottesville rally. One of the guys, by the way, who is in this photo that's being
put on the article about the armed militia in Massachusetts was actually so smeared and maligned because of his participation in the Unite the Right rally, he killed himself. That's one of the images. So you have this image of these white guys in Patriot garb, one of which who had killed himself because of the media harassment following the Unite the Right rally. But they use that image when they're talking about the black supremacy group in Massachusetts. That was on Friday. You had, on the 4th of July, you had a group called Patriot Front in Philadelphia. They were marching around with American flags. So Patriot Front is walking around with American flags through the streets of Philadelphia. Committed no crime. Weren't rioting. Weren't looting anything. They were arrested, though. They were arrested. So Patriot Front's group carrying American flags through the streets of Philadelphia. And the SWAT team got called on them, and they showed up and arrested them all. Used canines to go through their truck. They brought shields because they knew they were going to be attacked. Because, hey, here's what happens when white guys go out and show some solidarity or protest anything in America. They walk around peacefully waving American flags, and then groups of people attack them, and then they get arrested. That's happened there. Meanwhile, a mob shows up outside of a guy's house. The guy is on video saying the N-word. So a mob showed up to his house, threatening him, harassing him, intimidating him. The cops show up. SWAT team comes in. They arrest the guy, and then they leave, leaving the mob to ransack his house, to break into his home and ransack it. So we have video of that as well. Meanwhile, in California, you have parents whose 6- and 9-year-old daughters had not just been exposed to adult male genitalia while in the female section of their spa, but actually had a man with a beard get completely naked and get into a jacuzzi, a hot tub, with their 6-year-old daughter. They didn't like this. They wanted to protest. Then Antifa showed up, assaulted, beat the crap out of the peaceful protesters, and then the police arrested the peaceful protesters. So this is time and time again. Meanwhile, you just have explosion of violent crime across the country. Chicago, nearly 100 people shot in a single weekend. 16 people killed in a single weekend. So that was this weekend. I don't know. What do you say? What is there to say about this? Like, what? Just genocide. just the opening of genocide here that we're dealing with. In fact, let's go ahead and go to this video by Greg Reese, the 10 stages of genocide. We won't be able to finish it here, but you'll be able to find the full thing on band.video. Let's go to Greg Reese with the 10 stages of genocide.
The word genocide was coined in 1944 by Raphael Lemkin. It is the first word in the English language to denote something that's been around for all of history. In France, it was known as populacide, and in Germany, as folk murdering. Genocide is the age-old action of wiping out large groups of the local population. Whether it be for economic reasons or non-compliance, genocide is always motivated by political power. The 10 stages of genocide is a model of the genocidal process. We can use this model to clearly demonstrate the level of genocide many of us are facing today. Stage 1, classification. All cultures have categories to distinguish people into us and them, whether it be ethnicity, race, religion, or nationality. Classification is seen everywhere. It seems to be an innate mechanism of the mind, and America has a great way of keeping this mechanism in check. E pluribus unum, which is why America is such an obvious target of the emerging globalist society, and why we have been divided into two succinct groups: patriots loyal to defending the U.S. Constitution and everyone else. Stage 2, symbolization. Words such as Republican, Libertarian, and Oath Keepers have now been redefined to mean racist, domestic terrorists, and extremists. Symbolization makes the work of dividing the people much more efficient, and once divided, allows the compliant group to participate in the genocide against the patriots. Stage 3, discrimination. The dominant group uses law, custom, and political power to deny the rights of the targeted group. Private multinational corporations have monopolized all social discourse on the internet and have been blatantly discriminating against patriot voices for years. We are also beginning to see signs of the coming discrimination against the so-called unvaccinated, who will soon be turned away for not having the official symbol on their mobile device, proving they are a member of the accepted group. Stage 4, dehumanization. The compliant group is conditioned to deny the humanity of the group being marked for extermination. They are made to believe that patriotic Americans are ignorant, evil, and inherently racist, and that they would all be better off without them. Dehumanization overcomes the normal human aversion to murder. Stage 5, organization. Genocide is always organized, usually by the state, and the emerging globalist society we are seeing today is highly organized. They control all of pop culture, the media, and big pharma. They are most likely the most organized tyranny in all of human history. Stage 6, polarization. With the previous 5 stages in effect, the people are now ripe for complete polarization. Moderates are intimidated into silence, and it becomes accepted that the targeted group must go. The dominant group passes emergency laws granting them power over the targeted group, such as the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. Now that the people have been conditioned to accept that patriotic Americans are now domestic terrorists, the stage is set for genocide. This is where we definitely are today. Stage 7 is preparation, when plans are made for the relocation, arrest, or extermination of the targeted group, which is most likely already happening. Stage 8 is persecution, when the targeted group begins getting arrested and separated from society. There are already hundreds of innocent patriotic Americans.
Right, folks, you can see that full video at band.videoinfowars.com. That's where we are. Here we are. Stage 8, 9. Are we at 10 yet?
When the first world collapses, the third world dies. And we're seeing tens of millions of extra people in the third world now starve to death thanks to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Great Reset. They need to go to prison for what they've done. And here in the U.S., we've seen more than half the small businesses go out of business. And every major supplement supplier we've got is either closing or operating at minimum capacity because they can't even get product in for the raw material. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's more important than ever to realize that the products we do have available at InfoWarsStore.com are the product sales that are keeping us on air. And I know you're always used to big sales, and so you don't buy the products until they're on sale. So it's a catch-22. We have less of the product, and we're still selling it at a huge discount. I don't know how long I can keep doing this, but for now, it's a catch-22. I've got to have the money come in. So please get X2. Please get X3 at 50 and 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other sales right now that are about to end because we got to sell this product to stay on air.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm recording this on July 4th, 2021, America's birthday. And I want to thank all the listeners who've fought so hard to try to keep this republic free and also keep the rest of the world free from the clutches of the globalists. Without you, we wouldn't have come so far. And now the world's really listening to us. They know that our research, our understanding is dead on. And so just because you've been awake for a long time doesn't mean that InfoWars is important. It's more important than ever because now we can reach out to people that are ready to hear the truth. So please help keep us on the air and get great products at the same time. We have store-wide free shipping for July 4th and double Patriot points. We're going to extend it for a couple more days in the middle of the week. And we have 60% off on X3. It's so good for your body. And 50% off for X2. They're both excellent. They're both different formulas. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points right now together. That's the best deal ever on those products. And even though I'm selling out of those products right now, I'm still selling them at a discount because I want those of you that have been on the fence to order it and experience how great it is for yourself.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I'm going to your calls here soon. I put out on Twitter today, I really don't want to do the show today because reading the news is make me feel physically ill. a lot of InfoWarriors respond with some very uplifting comments. So thank everybody for that. But I'll tell you, I just don't act on this show like, you know, there's that classic thing they try to throw back at Alex Jones all the time where he says, I'm playing a part on the show, and like, you do. You act differently. You speak differently when you know that people are listening or when you're on the show. I try to just talk how I naturally do, but I can't. It's like impossible to do when you know that you have a camera in front of you and that you're being broadcast. You can't just talk normally. But, I don't know. I'm not going to come in here and say how great everything is going, how we're winning. I might laugh because there's nothing else to do, but it's just not funny anymore. It's just not, America is in basically the situation that this, this guy in New Jersey is in, right? Because you realize this is what's happening. What do you do when a mob shows up at your house? What do you do? Is there anything you can do at all? If a mob of people shows up at your house, now you haven't committed a crime, right? Even if you did commit a crime, they can call the cops. We don't form mobs to punish crime. But you didn't commit a crime. It's just a population has decided you've transgressed against their verbal dictates, their limitations. You've said the magic word. You've said the naughty word. And a mob shows up at your house. What do you do? What do you do? Can't defend yourself. If you defend yourself, you'll be arrested. You might be arrested anyway. Cops will haul you off and let the mob just leave your door unlocked. Just have the mob go in. It's not the first time this has happened. This happened previously with another guy who yelled at a black kid who was in his neighborhood. Of course, the
the actual conflict. Like, this isn't a court of law. It's not one side says their side and one side says the other. You get one perspective pushed through the media, one narrative. You get one side story, despite anger and fury, and they show up. So, I mean, I don't know what you do. You can't fight them all physically. You just unload on them. You pull out a rifle and just take out as many as you can before you get taken out. That's an option. I guess it would prevent this from maybe happening quite so much. You just hide. I mean, what do you do? What do you do, right? Because any attempt to push back against this will be met with overwhelming force from the state. And the state's not stopping it. That's the issue. See, the state is allowing the mob to do this. So you have no, you know, you can call the cops. Hey, there's literally an angry mob trying to break in to my house. Tucker Carlson, happened to him. His wife and child are at home, and a mob trying to kick his door in. This even happened in England when there were two black guys breaking into a house. The white guy that lived there was literally fighting them off, like physically fighting them as they're trying to break into his house. He calls them a bad word during this struggle. And the police show up, they arrest that guy and leave, leaving the guy's wife and his daughter in the home with the criminals who were just breaking into his house still there. So what do you do? What do you do to fight back against it? And then you extrapolate that into the nation and you go, what do we do? What can Canada do? Canadian government sponsoring studies that claim there are mass grave sites that had unreported genocide took place, inspiring anti-Canadian actors within their borders to tear down their statue. A guy tries to stand up and prevent them, tries to stop them from tearing down the statue, and that guy is arrested, right? So what about on a national level? What if, you know, nationally we get sick of all of this? A woman last week who thought a kid stole her phone. She says, hey, that kid stole my phone. Now she's been arrested for a hate crime. She lost her phone. She looks up. This kid is right there having with what looks like her phone. She's like, hey, that's mine. By the way, the kid is like, no, it's mine. Here, you can check it out. You know, you can see that it's mine. Here, check it out. And the dad is like, no, don't you show her the phone. This racist white woman. You get arrested. Grand jury, New York last week. For a indictment that was then thrown out because the person being accused was black and the jury was mostly white. They threw out the decision based on the race of the group who made the decision. So what do you think happens if Americans actually attempt to retake control of their country? You know what's going to happen. China's going to get involved. The UN's going to get involved. They're the police in this global order, right? The UN. And it's the same thing that's going to happen. You have a takeover taking place, a genocide being prepared for, a racial target on your back. If you attempt to stand up for yourself, guess what? The nation police, the world police will come and shut down your country's attempt. So, you know, I feel a lot like this guy from New Jersey. We're in our house. We've done nothing wrong. We have a mob of people attempting to tear us down, and the police stopping us from fighting back. I don't know. Let's go out to the phone calls. William in Arkansas wants to talk about an idea he has. Thanks for calling in, William. You're on the air.
Yeah. How about compulsory service? We're the fighting men of this country. The reason we're in this is because we have allowed the delegation of our civic duty to be put off on somebody else. It's ridiculous is what's going on. I have been posting for many years on different websites and quit a long time ago because people just want to talk. We need a worldwide Second Amendment army, right? Out of the hands of any state jurisdiction. I'm sorry. There are ways to go about this. We're not doing it. Right? You need to network local militias. You need to know who the enemy is, and where, if they know our address, if the state knows our address, they have an address too. They know your kids. You need to know their kids. You need to realize what's coming down the pipe, people. It's your neighbors, it's your loved ones that are going to be your enemy. It's your neighbors and your loved one that's going to be on your side to help you live and get this nation through these complex times. It's time to speak up, right? Look at Echelon. First time I ever heard of Echelon was in 1991 through the 700 Club, 1991, before most of you were born out there, okay? The 700 Club, you do a piece on Echelon. By the way, you did a really good note on the Texas history thing a couple weeks ago. I spent 15 years in Texas military uniforms. No finer organization out there than the Texas State Guard, but it needs to be inundated with the same like-minded people that aren't bureaucrats, yes people, to the state. Inundate that organization. You people in Texas, you men that have families, you have businesses, you like what's going on at the border, right? Do you? Well, get used to it. I've been watching it my whole life. I've dealt with competing with that labor force down there my whole life, right? I hope you like what's going on, because if you're not going to do anything about it, well, then you're ready to absorb it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop buying products from these major corporations. Stop ignoring, right, the fact that since the day Iran fell from the Shah and the Ayatollahs took over, young people have been seeking freedom. Our nation does nothing to undermine that. We just keep pushing bombs on the symptoms of the disease. We're not undermining the Ayatollahs by allowing their young people to seek freedom. Same way in China, right? And we're not talking Taiwan or Hong Kong. We know these people beckon for freedom. The people in China want freedom. They can't even say the word without fear of jail. Right? I started a water company not too long ago, right? And in uniform on a military base with a Chinese fellow soldier, he took a picture and sent it Skype to his people, his family back in China. It had a red, white, and blue emblem label on it. They started going viral with this water company. I just said, they called it Freedom Water. I said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm Skyping this bottle of water, right? And these people in the youth in China are going nuts because they can't believe that somebody can just pop up with a red, white, and blue bottle of water.
Yeah, well, if America falls, the last bastion of freedom, that's it.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globals work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because some research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You want to know why I'm not hopeful, folks? You want to know why I'm not hopeful? Because I got a video to show you. Go to clip number 27. And this is it. This is the video that shows you what has sapped all of my hope, which has disintegrated all of my faith in humanity. Let's go now to clip number 27. This is a video from just outside of a COVID vaccine location. Let's watch. We see people waiting in line to get the vaccine and being wheeled past them on a ambulance gurney is a man who's uncontrollably twitching. Having just received the COVID vaccine, he is uncontrollably twitching, his leg twitching there as he's wheeled off, carted off in a gurney to a hospital out of the vaccination site. And what you see him being wheeled past are people in line to get the vaccine. They see this, they watch this, they look to the right and see a man passed out, foaming at the mouth, twitching uncontrollably, having just received the COVID vaccine. They watch this pass by, and they're still in line, and they're still going to get the vaccine. So am I going to convince these people? Am I going to be able to show them charts and information? I mean, what hope do we have if people are still standing in line? Like, even slaughterhouses hide the actual murder from the other sheep, right? The other cows. You don't bring a cow into a slaughterhouse, slaughter, and then wheel it out past the other cows. They'll go crazy. They'll see what's happening. So we're beyond sheep. These are sheep being led to the slaughter, fully conscious and aware of what they're doing. So, what do we say? What do we say to these people? It's just, let's just read some of these. CDC launches investigation after healthy boy dies 3 days after receiving second COVID vaccine. Healthy Michigan boy, 13, dies in his sleep 3 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer. Posted on Reddit yesterday, my son had his first ever seizure, but the doctor assures me there's no connection to the vax he just got. Just received the second dose of Pfizer and had a seizure on Friday, the day he got the vaccine. He's never had any seizures in his life. He's a very healthy individual, but the doctor kept saying it's not related. Nope, not related. I just injected him, and then he had a seizure, but it's not related. Because I guess you're just dumb as a brick. I guess you're just literally dumber than sheep. COVID-19 vaccine linked to rare blood disease. Israeli study. A spokesperson from the Shamir Medical Center stressed the study of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine's connection to a rare disease should not deter vaccinations. No, of course not. Okay, we didn't print out the actual letter here. Whistleblower from National Health Service talking about the danger of vaccine. 45-year-old John Hopkins Hospital employee dies after reaction to mandatory COVID shot. 21-year-old recently tested positive for 11 autoimmune diseases. 21-year-old got the vax, never had an autoimmune disease. Now she has 11. She's test positive for 11 autoimmune diseases. She might not actually have all of them, but they're in the process of seeing specialists to fine-tune her issues. Her issue is a severe case of believing the mainstream media. Currently, our estimates show that we have to accept 4 fatal and 16 serious side effects per 100,000 vaccinations in order to save the lives of 12 to 11 individuals per 100,000 vaccinations, placing risk and benefits on the same order of magnitude. There you go. Just like the same number of people will die from the vaccines as they die from the virus, but that's okay and good. For 3 deaths prevented by the vaccines, we have to accept 2 inflicted by vaccination. Israeli researchers' rare autoimmune disease linked to COVID-19 vaccine, and they're still waiting in line.
When the first world collapses, the third world dies. And we're seeing tens of millions of extra people in the third world now starve to death thanks to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Great Reset. They need to go to prison for what they've done. And here in the U.S., we've seen more than half of small businesses go out of business. And every major supplement supplier we've got is either closing or operating at minimum capacity because they can't even get product in for the raw material. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's more important than ever to realize that the products we do have available at InfoWarsStore.com are the product sales that are keeping us on air. And I know you're always used to big sales, and so you don't buy the products until they're on sale. So it's a catch-22. We have less of the product, and we're still selling it at a huge discount. I don't know how long I can keep doing this, but for now, it's a catch-22. I've got to have the money come in. So please get X2. Please get X3 at 50 and 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other sales right now that are about to end because we got to sell this product to stay on air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, let's go directly out to the phone lines today. We have Jefferson in Virginia. He wants to talk about this event in New Jersey. I believe with this hate mob gathering outside of a guy's house. And then the guy is arrested and the mob breaks into his home. And the police do nothing to stop any of this. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air, sir.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is what's called an unlawful assembly. You don't get to stand in the street and just menace people in a mob without having gotten a permit to shut down the street. And the authorities are supposed to intervene here and say, you people need to disperse right now because you're in the street. Now, if you're in a neighborhood where people are like-minded, you should all anticipate this sort of problem and say, you know what we really should have is a bunch of clunker cars that we can get in and just occupy the street with moving cars, driving in circles around the neighborhood. Just keep driving to keep the street clear of all these people. And, of course, that will eventually lead to some sort of conflict with the people that want to stand in the street. But we really need to start thinking ahead, like in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. One day, Black Lives Matter is going to go there and start some trouble. So they should have a street sweeper squad ready to go.
Yeah, and I think that's what William from Arkansas was saying too. You know, you need a militia. The obvious, you know, response to a group of people gathering to harass an individual is for that individual to have a group of people come and defend him and stand up against these people and counter protest. Problem is, these people protesting this guy, they are his neighbor. They are his neighbors. This all started with a conflict with one of his neighbors in this little subdivision. So, you know, this is the issue is that for one thing, there aren't, you know, nobody will actually stand up for this guy. Those that would be able to are his neighbors who are the ones out there bothering him. And so, yeah, I mean, the main problem, Jefferson, that I see is that you're exactly right. It is illegal what they're doing. And the cops should clear the road of them. They should protect the guy that the mob is attempting to lynch. But they don't. They arrest that guy and then open up the guy's house to the mob. So, you know, you see the problem here, Jefferson. It's like, you're exactly right. That is the law. The law is not being upheld. And if Americans attempt to uphold the law themselves, they'll be arrested and charged. And, I mean, who knows? This guy who's had a mob come to his house, he may be going to jail. Who knows? Maybe he'll be charged with a hate crime. I think he has been, actually. I think he's been charged with, like, intimidation or something. And here he is being led out by the police, and everybody's throwing things at him and hitting them, hitting the police. The police just do nothing to stop it. So, I mean, this is the issue, Jefferson, is we have the laws on the books. Obviously, what they're doing is illegal. It is literally, it's lynching. That's what they're doing. And that's what we even passed lynching laws this year, anti-lynching laws. So, you know, what do we do here, Jefferson, if the laws are in the books and the police aren't doing anything to stop it?
Well, I mean, it's going to come to a head at some point where there's going to be some sort of confrontation where, you know, guns are going to be fired, and unfortunately, people are going to get killed or die. But I think we need to have some non-lethal way of dispersing crowds, you know, whether it's microwave technology or something. But it's amazing to me that nobody goes to the police chief and says, look, what is the policy here on people standing in the street and menacing other people? This has got to stop in America. I mean, Michael Brown was told, get out of the street. That's how that whole thing started there in Missouri or wherever it was, where the cop told him, stop walking in the street, man. I mean, this is basic to just a culture that people have to be able to travel freely without being harassed in the streets or we just descend into chaos. And I bet you 90% of these people is in his neighborhood are currently on unemployment or something. They're actually getting paid to be merchants of chaos.
Yeah.
They're right?
Oh, 100%.
We have all these perverse incentives right now where people are being paid to not be productive citizens and stand around and create problems.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right, Jefferson, but, you know, it just goes to highlight, you know, what I'm saying. I mean, look at these police officers, SWAT gear, they're geared up, they're ready for battle, they're storming through the protester crowds to arrest the guy that the crowd is intimidating. So it's just like, yeah, the laws are on the books, they're there. They're, you know, anarcho-tyranny. It's the only way to describe this, anarcho-tyranny. When the state wants to crush you, it doesn't matter whether you've done anything wrong or not. Say a bad word, they'll arrest you for that. Accuse somebody of stealing your phone. When you lose your phone and you see them with an identical phone minutes later and you say, hey, that guy stole my phone, you'll be charged with a hate crime. So the tyranny, you know, against people that the new state religion deems as blasphemers will be carried out with excruciating brutality. But if the servants of the regime break any sort of law, nothing happens to them. They can even be arrested for it, charged, and then they're bailed out by billionaires and released from prosecutors and DAs. So it's anarcho-tyranny. There are no laws anymore except the ones that help to perpetuate the ongoing communist takeover of this country. So, I mean,
it's a little like Tommy Robinson in England, where he was saying, you know, once the Muslims get to about 10% of the population in your neighborhood, they just start to harass everybody that lives there to try to get them to move out. It's that sort of thinking that once you reach a certain critical mass of anarchists, the orderly people just decide to flee just to get out of the way of the nut jobs that are trying to tear down a society that they don't think should exist, but they live in it anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's just, you know, this is the world that we have moving forward. And so just know that you don't have to commit a crime, right? This guy that has now been arrested, his house mobbed, you know, all this sort of stuff, didn't commit a crime. He didn't commit a crime. The original video, the cop is actually there. And the guy's like, arrest me. If I did something wrong, you can arrest me. And the guy's like, no, you didn't do anything wrong. Just go away. And of course, the video that they show there, the black guy's like shoving the white guy. And of course, it's reported as a white man who pushed a black neighbor in racist rant arrested. It's like, okay, literally opposite, but that's all right. That, you know, that's fine. So you don't have to commit a crime. You don't have to commit a crime. You don't have to do anything wrong. If you are simply deemed as the next target, a mob can show up to your house and, it's over for you, essentially. They can do it to me. If something goes viral that says, go to Harrison Smith's house and mob him today, what am I going to do? What did I do wrong? No, I didn't do anything wrong. Doesn't matter. The only story that you'll hear from the media is the story of the people mobbing my house. I won't be able to fight back. I won't be able to do anything about it. And unless I want to go to jail for the rest of my life, I can't defend myself. So this is the world that we live in now. Anarcho-tyranny, full on, full-fledged. Just mind-blowing. Let's go to Tim in California, who has comments on this compulsory service concept that William from Arkansas offloaded. Thanks so much for the call, Jefferson. Tim in California, you're on the air, sir.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
I understand your feelings, and I feel the same way. And I think all people who are patriots are very upset by what they're seeing. There's a few things that have to happen, and some of these suggestions from your other callers are right on target. I'm thinking that, look, if you've already destroyed people's businesses and their lives, I mean, I'm in California. We've had a lockdown since the beginning. On June 15th, they started lightening it up just a touch, just a little touch. And then 2 weeks later, COVID, the variant's here. Mm-hmm. The Delta variant has shut back down. And so we really haven't had any freedom. You've had the kids with their masks on. You've proven there's all these diseases in their masks and so forth. You got them, all of them committing suicide. You got lots more people dying from all these other things than from COVID. So obviously it's just tyranny. They're just trying to overpress us and so forth. So now, okay, we're going to have to fight back in some form or fashion. And just a side note, this concept of race war is kind of ridiculous because just the numbers don't work. You got 10 or 15% of the population fighting the other 85%. I just don't think you can win that battle. So I don't know why they keep pushing that like we're going to have a fight.
But that's exactly it, is that it's not 85% versus 15%. It's 5% versus 95% because it's a global population thing. It's that if white people in America actually did start to defend ourselves or, actually propose things as a collective, it's not our fellow Americans we'd be fighting against. It would be the combined effort of the entire New World Order globalist system, with the UN sending troops from China into America to shut down the racist terrorist overthrow of the American government. So that's the issue. The situation that we're in is not as cut and dry as you think. It's the world is the enemy of the freedom-loving American.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion for the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of a system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's tri-iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off Rex 2, 60% off Rex 3 with free shipping, double Patriot points through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we got a lot of great callers on the line. Let's finish up with Tim in California first. Thanks for holding over, Tim. I want to give you the final word here before we move on.
Just other things that quickly come to mind is like the churches, for instance. Okay, you got this thing where the tax is such where you're not going to pay tax, but you can't mix church and state. How about if all the churches all at once say, you know what, I give up that right. Now I can say anything I want from the pulpit. How about that?
But the problem is, have you heard what they're saying from the pulpit recently? I mean, they're fully political. They're fully corrupted.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah. I know. That's why I said I feel like you feel.
Yeah.
Well, and then the last thing is that the EPA just coming out and saying, hey, look, we're just going to go ahead and teach your kids this critical race theory. We don't care what you say or do. It's our kids. We're in charge, and we're going to do any damn thing we want, and you can't stop us. And since you already screwed up 2 years of the kids' lives already, I think now's a good time, since you already see the parents standing up at the parent-teachers meeting and the school board meetings and giving them the riot act, I think now's the time to just let them know, you know what, I don't want any of these teachers anywhere near my kids ever again. Who here in the community is a retired person that has an education adequate to teach my kids math, history, science, and this sort of thing? Bring them into the school, see if they'll work. We'll even pay them. And they say, oh, I don't want your money. I'll work for free. Just get that garbage out from in front of my children.
Yeah, yeah, and we're seeing lowering rates. I think school rate enrollment is down 3% this year. Homeschool enrollment is up like 20% or something, and that is the right way to do it. That's what we're going to be doing with my kids. I live next door to my sister and her husband and her kids, and so my mom is a retired school teacher. So once our kids are school age, we're just going to have a little homeschool group, and that is the right thing to do. Just find a neighbor, find a couple neighbors, all pool your money together. And, you know, it can be significantly cheaper than a private school education. You can still have all the socialization with all of your neighbors and everything and just avoid the public school system entirely. But of course, you're still going to be paying for it, and you're still going to be living in a society where the vast majority of people have been through this indoctrination. So again, a good solution on an individual level, on a societal level, it's simply removing yourself from the operation, essentially. So not an ideal, but a good option. Let's go now to Doris in Maryland, who has a comment about 5G. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Doris now. Doris, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. It's really nice to talk to you. I had talked to Owen back on like March 13th, back when this whole COVID thing started, and I first told him about the whole lockstep thing, and
right.
I guess then it snowballed from there. But what I wanted to talk about was 5G, total spectrum dominance, and force multiplication, which is what 5G is. And it actually, from what my research and also from my husband's father, what he had told us about 5G when he was working on it, and he's dead now, you know, we talk about binary weapons, and I believe firmly that these lethal injections are the binary weapon that go along with the 5G. And an example of this, just kind of anecdotally, is I know everyone's seen that meme of the phone rings and then all the ants go around the circle around the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, these people are magnetic. You know, we're finding out that they're magnetic, and we're also finding that they're trying to, or they're putting something magnetic in the meat. So I guess if they figure if you don't take the shot, you'll eat the meat and you'll become magnetic, which I believe somehow works together with the 5G. You know, then we have Space Force, where basically what they're doing is putting all these satellites in the sky that are 5G. I look at that as the prison grid or the Skynet.
Right.
I believe Skynet is real, but just from the people I've talked to and people I know and what I've learned through a lot of research. And so, you know, as far as Trump goes, I don't know. I think he was maybe a placeholder. He was telling us what we wanted to hear. I think he may have been a Trojan horse because, you know, he's telling people to take the shot, and he's still pushing it. And, you know, the shot is obviously, you know, I call it the lethal injection. And I think they're going to eventually divide us between people with the shot and people without the shot, and then have that's going to be the war, not so much race, but it's going to be along lines of, you know, who has the shot and who doesn't have the shot.
Yeah, I mean, those lines are already being drawn. Jabbett from the UK today released a statement where he said we're going to be treating the vaccinated differently from the unvaccinated. And so they've come out and said that. I want to play this video. This is video number three on my list here. This is former DARPA director Regina E. Duncan unveiling an ingestible microchip as a means of authentication. So here is some video evidence of the technology that makes what the caller Doris is talking about totally possible, making you into essentially an antenna for 5G or whatever else they want to use this technology for. This is the former DARPA director Regina E. Duncan revealing an ingestible microchip as means of authentication.
And just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte.
That's what they do.
And they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true.
And they clap. Okay. And they clap for this.
But...
Okay, so wait. So it's really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away. But it sounds
This is FDA cleared?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill is actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart beat change? Does your...
We can just tell that you've taken the pill. I mean, the medical application...
Yeah.
The medical application.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because, let's face it,
we
you guys, but you're from Google.
Just give him some water and let him take right now.
Thanks. Maybe Dennis, let me ask you. Does Larry make you take one of these?
It's optional.
Optional.
So we actually have demoed this working and authenticating a phone.
Yeah.
So there you go. You take a pill and it turns your whole body into an antenna, creates a body-wide resonant frequency that then allows you to unlock phones with your hand with a pill that you've swallowed. Isn't that interesting? This woman, Regina E. Duncan, was the first female director of DARPA. She served from 2009 till 2012. After leaving DARPA in March 2012, she was appointed an executive position at Google. There she led the advanced technology projects. So, yeah. DARPA and Google working together to turn you into a living 5G antenna receptor and celebrating it and clapping for it.
I'm recording this on July 4th, 2021. America's birthday. And I want to thank all the listeners who've fought so hard to try to keep this republic free and also keep the rest of the world free from the clutches of the globalists. Without you, we wouldn't have come so far. And now the world's really listening to us. They know that our research, our understanding is dead on. And so just because you've been awake for a long time doesn't mean that InfoWars isn't important. It's more important than ever because now we can reach out to people that are ready to hear the truth. So please help keep us on the air and get great products at the same time. We have store-wide free shipping for July 4th and double Patriot points. We're going to extend it for a couple more days in the middle of the week. And we have 60% off on
X3. It's so good for your body. And 50% off for X2. They're both excellent. They're both different formulas. We have 400 free shipping Old Patriot points right now together. That's the best deal ever on those products. And even though I'm selling out of those products right now, I'm still selling them at a discount because I want those of you that have been on the fence to order it and experience how great it is for yourself.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139,
888-253-3139.
That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorolytic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolytic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We go right out to your phone calls once again. Let's go to Clown Car. Clown Car in Brooklyn, regular caller here on American Journal. Says a mother brought in a child for a vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Clown Car. What is this about?
Good morning, Harrison. Last week you were playing the video of the mother that brought a child in to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. The where she was talking, where she's sitting next to her daughter, the daughter of the tube in the nose. That one, you mean?
Yeah. I kind of try to find the empathy and for her, but the only sorry I feel is that she's not an info warrior and doesn't watch the show.
Right.
Because if she did, then she would have heard my call probably around the beginning of when they said they're going to lower it to 16 or under 16. That's when I heard about Alex giving the report of back in 1995, they were given a 3-in-1 shot, blaming it on SIDS when the kids died from it.
Right.
My son was one of the people who died from it. I told myself I'd control myself. I'm not going to curse and I'm not going to cry, but I'm talking about my son.
And if this woman would have heard my voice, and if anybody could hear my voice, don't do it to your kids. Just let them live. Let's hold off. Let's wait. It's not an emergency. It's not a pandemic. We're in serious, scary times. You got to listen to these guys. Everything they said has come true. They're not Svengalis. They're not scientists. They're the guys who are reading paperwork that the scientists are putting out. Simple. They're not making up the lies. They're reading the stories that you're calling a lie. So open your eyes and wake up and listen to these people before we all end up like those people. That's about all. God can only give you so much, Harrison. God can only give you all you can handle, bro. And then the strength to carry on. So let's do that.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even know what to say. That is the issue, isn't it? They just don't know. They literally don't know. I do have sympathy for these people. And it is one of those things, like, we're not telling you this. It's so bad. It's all so backwards. They literally think that we're warning them about this because we want them to get the virus. Like, we want them to die. It's like, we're begging you, please don't get the vaccine. It's a horrible decision. The science backs up what we're saying. We've been saying this forever. They go out and get it anyway. You think we're celebrating that? You think we're dancing around going, ha ha, we told you this was the case? We are trying to help you. We're trying to tell you the truth. We're trying to wake you up and reveal to you that what you're being told is a lie. So I feel heartbroken for these people. I mean, my God, to be told over and over, it's safe and effective. You have to do it. You'll lose your job to do it. Stop questioning us. And then to experience the thing that these people are experiencing, they've been lied to. And so they need to wake up and realize that this wasn't a mistake. This wasn't an accident. These people aren't just trying their best and failing. They crippled your daughter for life. They killed your son. They destroyed your life on purpose, knowingly. And we've been saying this since the beginning, so it's not a surprise. This isn't something that was unexpected. So, I mean, these people need to be prosecuted for every one of these deaths, for every one of these side effects that cripple people for life. They need to be prosecuted exactly the same as if they were to walk up behind this woman and smash her in the head with a 2x4 and give her brain damage that way. Just because they did it through their medial henchmen at CVS injecting you with a experimental vaccine, they need to be held to account. They need to be punished. And the American people need to wake up, because Clown Car's right. Ignorance is not an excuse. The information is out there. You hear it. You hear it every day, because even if you listen to the mainstream media, they still have to report on this. They still have to bring up all of the fear-mongering that we're doing over here. They bring it up in order to tell you don't worry about it. But you're still being presented with this information. You know who's telling the truth. If you want to keep burying your head in the sand and handing over your children for scientific experimentation, I guess you really don't have an excuse. It's heartbreaking. But I mean, you see, like, this video of this guy, he's being wheeled out of the vaccination site on a gurney, twitching uncontrollably, and the people are still in line. They're still in line. They're watching these videos of these people saying, my life has been ruined, I've lost my job, the insurance won't cover it because it was experimental, I can't get any money from the vaccine manufacturers to deal with this lifelong condition I now have that the doctors tell me they can't even diagnose. They've never seen anything like it. So they can't even be put on any medication or anything, because it's not like anything they've ever seen before. And they're still getting the vaccine, and they're still lining up for it, and they're still wanting to mandate it. So, yeah, I guess, I mean, to a certain extent, I got to agree with Clown Car. I mean, how are you going to have sympathy for somebody who sees this video, who's standing there in line watching somebody be wheeled out in a gurney, having a seizure, and they don't get out of line. You're going to feel sorry for that person when they have a similar experience? I'm very sorry to hear that about your son. I can't even imagine. What do you say? I mean, what do you say? Is Clowncar still, are you still on there, on the line, Clowncar?
I am. Do you hear me?
I hear you. I mean, what do you say to like this image of people seeing a guy who looks like he's dying from the vaccine and they're standing in line still?
I'm sorry you're not an info warrior.
Yeah.
God hasn't awoken you yet and brought you to the light.
But God is literally slapping you across the face. I mean, do you have to be in it? Like, there's the guy being wheeled past you in the gurney, and they're like, all right, you're next. I agree with you, Clank. I mean, I agree. I'm mad at the situation. I'm obviously not yelling at you. Like, I hope that's clear. But I'm so frustrated by this, and it baffles me to no end. And so.
We're brothers bound in truth right now, Harrison. And the truth is my son died from a vaccination. And I tried to tell everybody for years and years, and I was all too crazy. It was sick. And then they tried to, like, take, you know, my brain away. So I lost it deliberately so they couldn't brainwash it. So then I slipped through the matrix and figured out, nah, I was right the whole time. That's 3-in-1. You don't give to a child that's 2.5 months old. You don't do that. You don't do that.
Well, hopefully other people will hear your voice. I mean, hopefully somebody's listening. Hopefully somebody out there can get this video or hear this broadcast, and they were thinking about doing the vaccine, and, you know, maybe, like, you know, maybe this slap in the face from God can tell them, don't do it, it's not worth it, and hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we can save a life or two here. Even if it's just one or two people that hear what our friend from Brooklyn went through and hear the pain in his voice, and hopefully that'll break through and break through the programming. Understand this, we're not playing games up here. This is human life that you're destroying. So hopefully they can not put their child through this. How about that?
Why? Do you have an emergency? Do you see an emergency? You feel an emergency? Why? Where are you running? Why are you? What's the hurry? Tell me.
And can you not think for yourself? Can you not judge for yourself the benefit versus the risk? Open your eyes. Understand the situation that we're in. And just don't poison your child at the behest of some dictate.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
When the first world collapses, the third world dies. And we're seeing tens of millions of extra people in the third world now starve to death thanks to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Great Reset. They need to go to prison for what they've done. And here in the U.S., we've seen more than half the small businesses go out of business. And every major supplement supplier we've got is either closing or operating at minimum capacity because they can't even get product in for the raw material. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's more important than ever to realize that the products we do have available at InfoWarsStore.com are the product sales that are keeping us on air. And I know you're always used to big sales, and so you don't buy the products until they're on sale. So it's a catch-22. We have less of the product, and we're still selling it at a huge discount. I don't know how long I can keep doing this, but for now, it's a catch-22. I've got to have the money come in. So please get X2. Please get X3 at 50 and 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other sales right now that are about to end because we got to sell this product to stay on air. Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses, and it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air. In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week, I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible Patriot points. X3, 60% off, free shipping, edible Patriot points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Tell you folks, welcome back to American Journal. You know why I'm so frustrated? It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Is the situation that we are being presented with right now, worldwide, especially here in America, is the greatest opportunity that we've ever had, and we're blowing it. Look at what's being exposed right now. The lab leak origin has been exposed. The vaccine deaths are finally happening at such a rate that it's impossible to ignore. People are sick of the lockdown. They're aware of what's going on. The elites are openly talking about the Great Reset and disenfranchising every human being and taking away their privacy and ability to own property. The globalists are open on every side, and every real human on earth is capable of seeing what's going on and fighting back against it. And what are we doing? What did I spend all of last week doing? Fox News and Breitbart are attacking Nick Fuentes, and Revolver is attacking Stuart Rhodes. We're all just attacking each other. We're blowing it. This is the greatest opportunity that Americans have had in the last half century at least, or more, in exposing what's going on and uniting together to go, we need to stand up against this. This is an anti-human globalist scheme to enslave humanity under total technocratic control for the benefit of a very select amount of a few billionaires. And this is abundantly clear. They're bragging about it themselves. Their lies are collapsing at every possible angle, and we're fighting amongst ourselves, and we're calling each other feds. We're trying to root out each other. This should be
the greatest force of freedom that the world has ever seen. We'll just eat each other. We'll just destroy each other, and we'll just surrender and just roll over, and it'll just take over. So greatest opportunity we've ever been presented. Everything we've been talking about for 20 years, which has always been called the conspiracy theory, it's out now, it's open, they're admitting it, they're saying it's true, they're demanding you go along with it. And we can't seem to mount a reasonable defense against any single one of these attacks. From critical race theory to the division to the fact that DAs and prosecutors aren't even punishing crime anymore, just like violent crime spiking, people dying from the vax, children committing suicide. But we just can't do anything. We just can't do it. We just can't stand up for ourselves. We can't stand up for each other. We can't unite under a single force in order to push back against this, even though the door is wide open. We just can't do it. We just can't unite. We can't fight back. Humanity just refuses. That's what's unbelievably frustrating. That's what's necessary. And it wouldn't be that hard. You don't think there's literally tens of millions, maybe 100, 200 million people in America that don't know exactly what's going on, to see their freedoms, their entire country being ripped out from their hands, and they want to fight back somehow, and we just can't. We just can't get together. We just can't organize. We can't coordinate. We can't protect each other. We can't support each other. So there's just 100 million people just twiddling their thumbs. Just 100 million people kicking rocks, picking their nose, rolling their eyes as the steamroller steadily approaches them, crush them beneath its treads. We just can't do anything about it. We can't do anything. We can't stop men with beards from stripping naked and getting into a hot tub with our six-year-old daughters. We just can't do it. We can't make up our own mind when we see a guy being wheeled out of the vaccination center twitching as in his death throes as he's killed by the vaccine. We can't get out of line. So it's just like, all right, yeah, that's where we are now. Just 100 million, an army, 100 million strong, just shooting ourselves in the head. So there you go. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Stephen in Florida seems to be on my level here. Says we're not going to win the spiritual war. Well, why is that, Stephen? You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
I want to say this first of all, okay, as a preface and a qualifier. I keep hearing so many people in the patriot, conservative, religious, Christian community talking about how we're going to take back America, God is with us, etc. You've got the whole Q crowd. They want to cite things like Kim Clement and his prophecies about Trump and all this kind of stuff. And I've questioned these people. Well, March 4th and April 1st came and went. You people said there wasn't going to be an inauguration. Guess what? You're fake. Okay. And Alex has pointed out that's all a psyop. Okay. But here's the thing I want to say, Harrison. Okay. First of all, I want to say to this whole patriot community, you're upset about the censorship of the mainstream media and big tech because of what they've done to, you know, come against the truth being brought out. But then will the patriot community engage in hypocrisy by doing the same thing to someone like me who wants to come along as, first and foremost, not an American, not one who stands for the Constitution, but one whose allegiance is to Jesus Christ in the Bible and say shut up and sit down, because I call out this movement for its own wrong and hypocrisy. So I'm saying, if you people are willing to be consistent and you know, upholding the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, don't do that to me. So with that said, now, okay, so here's the thing. Your screener said to me when I told him why I'm calling in, oh, that sounds really pessimistic. Well, yeah, if your viewpoint is wrong. See, I'm not a pessimist, and I'm not saying this to slander your screener, but hear me out. I'm not a pessimist, but I'm not an optimist. I am a realist. I view things from biblical reality, because our first and foremost thing should not be the U.S. Constitution. We can wrap ourselves in the American flag and chant USA, 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 and MAGA and everything else all we want. But if we're contradicting the word of God by certain things that we are doing, who claim to have the moral high ground over the left and all these communists that are now burning America down, not seeing why that's happening, this is the problem. We're chopping the top off the weed, but we're not getting the root.
Right.
And Harrison, I've studied American history, and I've really had this on my heart. And I'm not saying that I'm nothing. I'm nobody, okay? I'm a sinful speck of dust. Without Jesus, I'm going to hell. I'm just saying this as the messenger. So don't shoot the messenger. Hear the message, folks. This all goes back to 1901. See, we point to the liberal 60s and all this other stuff, and now the globalists, it's just out in the open. All the things you guys are pointing out, they're right on. But we're talking about things from a political, social standpoint rather than the root of the spiritual. In 1901, when our churches and ministries and Bible schools started accepting the perversion of God's word, and I encourage people, do your due diligence and study this out for yourself. Just like Alex says, don't take my word, study this for yourself. 1901, there was a group of men here in America that started accepting the perversion of God's word from England. God bless this nation, because he says, if you honor me, I'll honor you. And you can't honor God when you're not going with his word. And that was the King James Version of the Bible. People say that's cultic. No, because since we've had the American Standard Version and all the other perversions since then, everything has gone downhill. And I can cite the heretical Pentecostal movement, and then the Roaring Twenties,
I appreciate your point, Stephen. I agree. You know, it's not optimism or pessimism. It is realism to recognize the pattern that we're going down. The one issue is that human free will exists, and if we wanted to, at any time, we could turn things around. At any time. 100 million people strong, at any time we could exert our will and reverse the course of things. It just takes the decision to do that based on the knowledge that it takes to come to that conclusion.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control.
We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice. It's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To keep my hands on myself.
One communist on the faculty of one university is one communist too many. Even if there are only one communist in the State Department, that would still be one communist too many.
Dr. Henry Kissinger sits in on the talks that are animated, constructive, and frank. At the summit, face to face, two leaders who direct the destiny of one out of three persons on the earth. The gate to friendly contact, says Joe and Lai, has finally been opened.
Former CIA Director John Brennan also revealing he was once a communist sympathizer during the Cold War, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me?
I saw an article from 2003 where Comey was bragging that, yeah, I was a communist until I became whatever I am now. I'd never heard that. Comey the communist. How about it? Who knew that? It's amazing.
Folks, we've got communists and globalists breathing down the neck of the United States.
China threatened war against us in a huge speech today.
Weapons technology has developed in such a manner, not only with the destructiveness of weapons, but with the artificial intelligence to unleash the full capabilities of either side on the other. Let's set it some basis for some cooperative action. The world will slide into a catastrophe comparable to World War I with a technology that is even more difficult to control.
The analogy of the flame of liberty, you know, the people, half the people going to it, or I don't know, whatever the numbers are, the communists going towards the light of liberty, the torch.
They're going to extinguish it.
Exactly. They want to put it out.
We're about to be under total communist takeover, re-education. That's their plan. They don't want to just take the U.S. over. They want to butcher it, chop it in pieces for maybe 80, 90 years like the Russians. I mean, they want to break our spirit.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge.
A new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has approved a revised draft of a policy document on the new world order.
This would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
You know, I don't like to think in terms of opportunities at this point. I would put it, at least in my area, more in terms of the biggest challenge that we face. And we are in the midst of one of the historic global transformations that is going to eventually lead to a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
This information, this intelligence is tough to swallow because they haven't really seen it play out like we have in InfoWars for the last decade.
The juxtaposition of this with, say, Hunter Biden is extraordinary. Hunter Biden still has a $200 million stake in a investment fund in which his partner is the Chinese Communist Party.
We need to really understand this could be the last July 4th ever in this country. In fact, you could say last year was. We really are a conquered nation. If we're not honest with ourselves about how much trouble we're in, we have no hope. So I'm just asking listeners to realize that this is the moment of truth. Either people realize this is a globalist takeover at every level and reject it, or we just acclimate ourselves and submit to it, and it's over.
There you go, folks. The latest from John Bowne, the final moves of the NWO, band.video, Infowars.com. Share that around. Or don't, you know, let's just die. Let's all just die. How about we all just don't share the links, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll just let the communists take over, and they'll put us in gulags and then kill us, and then you won't have to worry about any of this anymore. So just don't go to InfoWarsStore.com, don't share the links, let's die.
I'm recording this on July 4th, 2021, America's birthday. And I want to thank all the listeners who've fought so hard to try to keep this republic free and also keep the rest of the world free from the clutches of the globalists. Without you, we wouldn't have come so far. And now the world's really listening to us. They know that our research, our understanding is dead on. And so just because you've been away for a long time doesn't mean that InfoWars is important. It's more important than ever because now we can reach out to people that are ready to hear the truth. So please help keep us on the air and get great products at the same time. We have store-wide free shipping for July 4th and double Patriot points. We're going to extend it for a couple more days in the middle of the week. And we have 60% off on X3. It's so good for your body. And 50% off for X2. They're both excellent. They're both different formulas. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points right now together. That's the best deal ever on those products. And even though I'm selling out of those products right now, I'm still selling them at a discount because I want those of you that have been on the fence to order it and experience ungratefulness for yourself.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to the third hour of American Journal. Say what you want about InfoWars, and people do. Trust me on that. There's one thing you can't legitimately claim, and that's that we're not totally real. 100% real. I'm not putting on an act, right? I'm not going to pretend to be outraged and angry to cause some sort of, it'll go viral if I act like I'm really mad. Like, you don't get any of that here. You don't get any false hope. Trust the plan. Oh, it's all happening behind the scenes. Trust us, right? You're not going to get any smoke blown up anywhere, to be quite frank with you. And it seems like, personally, it's gone beyond for me. It's gone from confusion to anger to outrage to fury to rage to, I don't know. It's over. It's like the fuse has kicked. It's just too much at this point. So I don't know. I guess I could put on a happy face, or I could, artificially hop up my energy. But I think you'd see through that. I think you would, recognize. I think I'd feel dishonest at a time when I'm frankly feeling somewhat hopeless to come out here and to act like I'm anything other than that. So, say what you want about InfoWars, but hopefully, if nothing else, you know, we can at least be that voice that is saying the things that you're thinking that nobody else seems to be willing to say. Nobody else seems to be willing to address. Hopefully, if nothing else, we can you can turn on InfoWars and go, yeah, that's how I feel. So I don't know. Like I said, it's I'm trying to think of a good analogy for it. Now, it would be bad enough if all this crazy stuff was happening and just, you know, there's nothing we could do about it. It's almost worse that it's like, that's like such an opportunity, such a golden opportunity before us. And we just can't do it. We just can't make it happen. My God, how frustrating is that? It's like it's open now. They're letting us know. They're telling everybody what they're doing. So it's like, you know, if we had an Obama, maybe that'd be a little bit more understandable, right? You got a charismatic guy who seems like he knows what's happening, seems like he's in charge, people have faith in him. But no. We have literally just an old crone who needs, like, to take notes out of his pockets so his aides can tell him what ice cream to order. It's just like, and we can't damage this guy. We can't wake people up when every single day there's some video of Joe Biden, his brain just not working. He's doing something incredibly embarrassing and unsettling. Right? You see what I'm saying? Like, it'd be one thing if, like, Fitzobi, he's like a cool guy. He's got everybody fooled. He seems like he's doing the right thing. Then it'd be like, okay, now we got somebody to contend with here. But no, we have Mr. Magoo eating ice cream. And it's like, we can't wake people. And people don't understand. People can't see through this. It's worse, isn't it? Wouldn't it be easier to know that we're losing to a bunch of, you know, hyper charismatic, hyper intelligent ideologues? We're not. We're losing to a bunch of decrepit old psychopaths who can't put their pants on without help. How much worse is this? So, yeah. Like I was saying in that last segment, you know what? Just, give up, I guess, right? Just surrender. Just don't do anything. Don't get involved. Don't protect people. You know, if somebody's getting called out from the left, definitely don't go to their assistance. Definitely don't go to their aid. Then the left might go after you. So definitely don't support the people being attacked right now. Don't do that. Don't support patriot organizations. Don't get involved in your community. Don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just surrender, roll over, let everybody who hates America just take the reins and just crash us into the ground. Just let the Great Reset happen. Just let the population replacement take place. Just let the imperialism roll over you. And just surrender. Or you can do the other thing. Or you can fight back. Or you can get involved. Or you can get aware. You can start spreading this information. You can literally help save lives if you stop people from taking the experimental vaccine. Can literally save souls if you point out the corruption that's taking place in the church. So I'm telling you, folks, we got 100 million Americans who understand exactly what's going on, who see what's happening, and it's simply a matter of organizing them and giving them the information they need to know. You don't have to be shy about this. You don't have to just roll your eyes and let this happen. You don't have to listen to the people telling you that you're an evil racist because you think that your election should actually be secure. We have the information. We have the knowledge. We have the backing. We have the righteous impetus to destroy this entire corrupt facade of reality that they're trying to put around us. We can be like the metal in the crucible or the diamond far beneath the earth. All of this pressure they're exerting, all of this influence that they're peddling can destroy us or it can make us stronger. Every time an Antifa mob gets together to attack some parent for daring to protest her child being sexually assaulted, we can either let that happen or we can recognize they've just taken it up another notch. Now we have to take it up another notch. Now we have to let that pressure radicalize us, consolidate us, empower us, strengthen us. That's what happens in a crucible. It's the point at which the highest heat is exerted and all of the impurities and imperfections are done away with, and the metal comes out stronger and more flexible than ever before. I mean, we can either just let this happen, you can complain about it, you can point out that the Democrats are hypocrites, or you can take action. You can resolve to show up, put yourself on the front line, and fight back against it. You can support the people that are actually doing that. You can go to InfoWars store and know that any product you buy there is a bullet in the chamber of the metaphysical gun that's aimed at the globalists and their entire corrupt system. So I wish people would wake up. I wish they would realize what the hell is going on. I don't know how they can't. Truly baffling to me. I don't know. We'll go to your phone calls on the other side. I still have a lot of videos to show you as well. Got ivermectin and Google and all sorts of other great stuff. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because some research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in.
You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let's go directly out to your phone calls. Let's go to Lewis in D.C. Thanks for calling in. Lewis, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. God bless you, brother. God bless the InfoWars crew as well. They've been doing an amazing job this whole year. It's been amazing. Keep it up, fellas. God bless you all. Yeah, I wanted to talk about happiness, man. A lot of people are really, really depressed nowadays. I've seen that a lot lately. Nobody's really going to church. Nobody's really speaking up. Everybody's just submitting to this stuff. Nobody seems to care anymore. They just say, okay, just go along with it. It'll be over by the meantime. This isn't getting done. This is never going to stop. The left keep on wearing their masks all the time. I mean, they're still vaccinated and they still wear their masks. They still wear their masks all the time. It's just ridiculous. We need to just say no to them. Basically just say no. Be like, hey, I don't want to wear your mask. I don't want to social distance. I'm not going to take your experimental injections. I'm not going to listen to you telling me that I'm bad because I'm Christian, because I love God and I love my country. You know what I mean? We've got to just stand up for ourselves and let us just show them that we will not submit to the satanic cult that's happening right now. I mean, am I the only one who feels like this?
No, I think you're exactly right. In fact, I just found this story. This just dropped here while we're on air. A horn-wearing shaman, a cowboy evangelist, for some, the Capitol attack was a kind of Christian revolt. This from the Washington Post. They're saying that the Capitol attack was a Christian revolt. Others say for some, the Capitol riot doesn't change the prophecy. Trump will be president. Presbyterian Church in America leaders say says those who identify as gay will not be qualified for ordination, saying, Washington Post goes on to say, let's celebrate the 4th of July without the myth of white Christian innocence. So it's like, okay, four out of the top five stories on Washington Post right now are attacking Christianity, including apparently a shaman, right? A pagan shaman with tattoos of Norse gods is somehow Christian, right? So exactly right. This is a full on attack on Christianity. Most evident, obviously, in Canada, where they're literally burning churches down, and then the media and the government is actually calling them wildfires. They're like, a wildfire swept through town. It just happened to start at this church. So it's just like it's literally just full on attack against Christianity. Satanic forces unleashed, and the Christian church completely neutered and castrated and incapable of mounting even a symbolic defense against this complete takeover. I mean, my God, I might move to Georgia. I mean, at least they have a church that stands up for their people. At least they have a history as a Christian country that's not being subverted at every possible, end. So, yeah, no, you're exactly right. This is a full-on racial and religious attack on white people and the religion of white people. Christianity flourished in Europe throughout all of history. So, yeah, it's a total attack on Christianity, a complete satanic takeover, and I totally agree with you. You say people are depressed, they're not going to church. Why would they go to church? To get told to wear a mask? To get told to take the vaccine? On Easter, Pope Francis took transgender people to get their vaccine. Gee, thanks, church. You're a real force of, steadiness here in this ever-changing times. Real rock-solid anchor of timeless wisdom. No, of course not. You're going to go to church, to have church tell you that white people are bad, to have church tell you that you should be gay and trans. Maybe a church-led drag queen story hour. Of course people aren't going to church. Church is just as bad at this point. They practically all are. Pretty much every church in Austin right now has a rainbow in front of it. As if they've never read the story of the Bible, where the mythos of the rainbow comes from. where God destroyed the world because of sexual immorality. But no, they're going to put the symbol of sexual immorality on their door and say basically, Sodom, Gomorrah, we love those places. Come on in. Yeah, we've never read the Old Testament. We have no idea what the symbolism of the rainbow is in the Bible and how it's just literally a slap in God's face to use the symbol that he gave to humanity as a promise that he'll never wipe out humanity again on the basis of sexual immorality. Then they use that symbol as the emblem of their sexual immorality. You're spitting in God's face. You're slapping in his face. So yeah, Americans not going to church. Good. Their churches are fallen. They're corrupt. They're promoting the exact same thing the media and everybody else is promoting. So I agree with you, Lewis. I mean,
Can I just say one more thing? We've got to stop listening to the social media outlets, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, all of that nonsense. You don't need it. You really don't need it. What else do you need it for now? I mean, everything is politicized. Everything is just pushing these vaccines on us. Everything is about this whole the SJWs all over platforms trying to raise awareness for all this anti-hate crime. We've got to stop reading into the media, into the news, into the newspaper, no matter if you're left or right. These people are just dividing us all the time. I mean, I get so sad when I look at the United States right now because we're fighting brother and brother, sister and sister. I mean, it's really sad, and we've got to stand up and unite. What did Dave Mustaine say? He said, "A country that's divided surely will not stand." And that's where we are right now. We've got to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what do we really want? Are we going to just sit back and submit to this tyranny? Are we going to stand up, show them what's right, and try to live a prosperous life that God has given us? Free will. That's why we created this country, because God's free will. I mean, people, come on.
Yeah.
Just spread this word to everybody you know. Let everybody know. Try to wake as many people as can. All I can say is just pray to God, get right with God, just get ready for it all to come down. It's getting serious this year with this Biden administration.
Yeah, we're approaching the point of no return here, and you know I've said it 100 times. It seems like most people who see everything going on have this idea that like eventually the dam will burst. Eventually things will get so crazy that we'll have to stop all this nonsense, right? What would make you think that that is the case? What would make you think that this evil that we see steamrolling us on every level is just going to stop at some point? What in history has given you this impression? The USSR collapsed? Yeah, after 80 years and after, you know, concerted proxy wars and, you know, Cold War economic warfare from a freedom-loving country for the entirety of those 80 years. You think there's going to be an America that's going to save us if we fall to communism? What about South Africa? South Africa, something like less than 10% of the children graduating can actually read. 90% illiteracy rates. You think that can't happen here? You think it's not going to happen here? Why not? What's going to stop it? Oh, they're just going to run out of steam eventually? Yeah, the mobs mobbing people at their homes that go totally unpunished, are they just going to decide that there's enough of that eventually and they're just going to stop doing that? Or is this going to get worse and worse and worse unless we stand up and stop it? It's the only way it stops. I don't know if people recognize this because you see everything going on. You see your child being taught that you're evil and you roll your eyes like that's going to stop.
When the first world collapses, the third world dies. And we're seeing tens of millions of extra people in the third world now starve to death thanks to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Great Reset. They need to go to prison for what they've done. And here in the U.S., we've seen more than half the small businesses go out of business. And every major supplement supplier we've got is either closing or operating at minimum capacity because they can't even get product in for the raw material. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's more important than ever to realize that the products we do have available at InfoWarsStore.com
are the product sales that are keeping us on air. And I know you're always used to big sales, and so you don't buy the products until they're on sale. So it's a catch-22. We have less of the product, and we're still selling it at a huge discount. I don't know how long I can keep doing this, but for now, it's a catch-22. I've got to have the money come in. So please get X2. Please get X3 at 50 and 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other sales right now that are about to end, because we got to sell this product to stay on air.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that'll blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's Tri-Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types. Just some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we still have a lot of calls to get to. We've had full calls this whole time. Let's go to Jay in Oregon, who's a first-time caller, and has a little joke for us. Maybe we'll lift some spirits here. Thanks for calling in, Jay. You're on the air.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. So I've been watching you guys, first time caller. I've been watching you guys since before you were there. Congratulations for filling the spot. You've been doing it pretty well.
Thank you.
I've been on the phone this whole episode, and I had high spirits at the beginning of it. But now I'm a little sad.
I'm sorry. I don't.
hey, but I do got one for you though.
All right. Jay?
Yeah, you there?
I'm here. Are you?
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt. Guess why?
Why, Jay?
Jews.
You say Jews? That's a pretty good joke. That's pretty good. Man, see, this is the problem. This is the issue. This is what I'm stuck with on days like this. It's like everything's terrible. Everything's collapsing. Nobody's fighting back. Nobody's doing anything to stop it. It's awful. Do I get up and pretend that it's not? Do I get up and, hey, how you doing, everybody? Oh, welcome to the show. Great day here. Lots of funny video. Like, do I put on an act? Maybe that's more valuable. Maybe that is what I should do. Because the last thing I want to do is, you know, take people that were feeling good in the morning and make them feel bad. But you gotta know what's going on. You have to be aware of the situation that we're in. So I don't know. That really kind of makes me sad. You know, I was in a good mood at the start of your show, but then by the end, it's like I'm really sad. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to be a hypocrite here. It's like, no, you shouldn't get sad. You should get mad. You should get active. It's like, that's true. I just don't feel that right now. It's just like, I just feel like overwhelmed at this point. This is what happens when everything's going on. So, man, I don't want people to feel sad because of what I'm saying. It's just like, we're under attack here. You got to wake up. You got to realize what's going on. You got to try to wake other people up. So otherwise, this is the way that we're going. We are slipping down that slippery slope into the pit of hell. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny in Denmark has a question. What does the JFK assassination, AIDS, and 9/11 have in common? This sounds like a joke. Sounds like you're setting up for a joke, Johnny, but I don't think you are. What do these things have in common?
Well, I may be setting up for tragic comedy.
Right.
I've got a sentence there. What they have in common with COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2, which they were basically a kind of a setup, a progression towards the COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2
right.
With gaslighting, pork barreling, and tiptoe, and now boot on face totalitarianism.
Right.
I used to call, the names for the fake disease and fake virus are unicorn, my favorite Kaiser Soldier from The Usual Suspects, but now we can also call it the 1,000 points of gaslight virus. Anyway, the gaslighting is, you know, clear to, I think, the vast majority of InfoWars listeners and watchers about immunities, masks, vaccines, and the very existence of a new disease, virus, COVID-19, and the SARS-CoV-2. But it really started, in my mind, the psychological preparation with the JFK assassination, with the gaslighting and subsequent pork barreling, in that case with Vietnam moving on, despite him, because he was going to pull the U.S. out within 2 years. The magic bullet theory, the accuracy, direction, and especially sequential speed of the shot, making it impossible that Oswald could have done it, or at least done it alone. And there's a very good nine-part documentary made over 15 years, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, 1988-2003, which was some difficulty you can find on YouTube, but in my case, only via DuckDuckGo.
Right.
Now, AIDS.
Right. Well, so I think this is really interesting, because I think this is absolutely true, and this is one of the crucial things in understanding how we got here today, is understanding the path that the world has taken to get here. I talk about often, people don't understand real history. So let's talk about the real history and how we got here. And let's use the JFK assassination as the jumping off point. JFK, just before he was assassinated, one of the last speeches he gave was about the secret societies in America and how that was abhorrent to the American mind. And he also said CIA should be scattered, broken into 1,000 pieces and scattered to the wind. So he was going to disassemble the CIA. And he's also going to get us out of Vietnam. Now, at the time, CIA had recently inaugurated, or was about to inaugurate, rather. And they did once LBJ, a friend of theirs, was in office. They inaugurated their money-making scheme so they could get funding without the approval of Congress, without the necessary oversight of Congress. So they carry out their black ops in total secrecy. Now, the way that they did that was they used the war in Vietnam in order to cover up their activity and in order to create a base of customers for their drug dealing activity, that being the soldiers that were actually in Vietnam, as well as the people in Vietnam that the soldiers were interacting with. So if he was going to stop the war in Vietnam and he was going to stop the CIA from carrying out their activities, then they would not be able to make the money that they wanted to make in order to carry out the black ops that they wanted to carry out, including the flooding of American streets with those very same drugs and the narcos down in Nicaragua and elsewhere. And all of that was funded by the money they made out of the war in Vietnam. So they had to get rid of him so he would leave the CIA alone so they could continue their operation, and they could stay in Vietnam so they could continue to set up their alternative funding apparatus in order to work completely independently. So they had to take out JFK. Then it was so obvious that the assassination was not the work of a lone gunman, but was instead an operation carried out by the mafia and the CIA in coordination with each other, because they often work hand in hand because of the secret societies that JFK had talked about. And so they coined the term conspiracy theorist and conspiracy theory, and had a media blitz in order to condemn anybody that dared question the mainstream narrative. So just know, when you're talking to people now about conspiracy theories, know you're up against half a century of indoctrination that started with the JFK assassination, that allowed LBJ to become president, that allowed the CIA to carry out their money-making schemes, that helped carry on the Vietnam War, that helped create the counterculture backlash of the 1960s, that helped create the communist infiltration that we see coming to fruition today. So none of what we're seeing today is possible without all of the work being done previously. And that's fairly obvious. And you can track it all the way up to 9/11, where you see very similar things occurring there, including the passing of the Patriot Act and other, you know, the endless war concept. All of that came into place around 9/11, is now being used to target the people that are standing up against the corrupt administration that exists now. So all this stuff compounds upon itself. And what we know is that this is a singular push, a singular ideology that is making advances. And so it's not enough just to constantly be waylaying their advances, be constantly just pushing back just enough so the advances come a little bit later than they'd want them to come. We have to unravel all of this. We have to undo it all. Like the Gordian knot, slowly but surely we've been tied and tied and tied. We can't untie ourselves. We have to chop it in half.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles. Whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air. I'm recording this on July 4th, 2021, America's birthday. And I want to thank all the listeners who've fought so hard to try to keep this republic free and also keep
the rest of the world free from the clutches of the globals. Without you, we wouldn't have come so far. And now the world's really listening to us. They know that our research, our understanding is dead on. And so just because you've been awake for a long time doesn't mean that InfoWars is important. It's more important than ever because now we can reach out to people that are ready to hear the truth. So please help keep us on the air and get great products at the same time. We have store-wide free shipping for July 4th and double Patriot points. We're going to extend it for a couple more days in the middle of the week. And we have 60% off on X3. It's so good for your body. And 50% off for X2. They're both excellent. They're both different formulas. We have four free shipping, double Patriot points right now together. That's the best deal ever on those products. And even though I'm selling out of those products right now, I'm still selling them at a discount because I want those of you that have been on the fence to order it and experience how great it is for yourself. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Hydrofluorolytic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolytic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of American Journal. Let's get a few more calls in here today. Let's go to Robert in North Dakota. Thanks so much for calling in. Robert, you are on the air, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Certainly.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, first thing I wanted to say is I can tell that what's weighing on your mind is you're going home at night, you're looking at that beautiful new little baby, and you're thinking, oh, my God. But I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ Almighty thinks that you're just the man to raise that little precious child, you know, to protect him and to provide for him. And you're looking in this maelstrom that we're all living in. But you're not alone. There's a lot of people in the same position that you are. And there is hope. I see all this stuff, too, and it's been weighing on my mind. I'm 67. It's been weighing on my mind a lot longer than it has been on you since before you were a twinkle in your mother's eye. But I'll tell you what, I have never, with all this stuff going down, I have never been more optimistic that we could come through this. Now, there are some realities. Another thing I wanted to say is that I can tell that all your on-air talent at InfoWars, Alex and all the rest of you guys, are the real deal because you're articulating all the pain and agony and fury that we felt as abortion opponents 30 years ago, okay? And so Alex especially, like on a lot of this stuff, is articulating all that maelstrom of emotion that we were feeling that long ago, and he's giving voice to it, and it's really been a blessing. Now we have one, and I believe that I am looking at things realistically. I could, you know, I could say stuff that sounds pretty stern and pretty terrifying. Like I'm seriously wondering if the UN, Russians, and Chinese flat out invaded us, that the U.S. military might join in with them too.
Right.
But that, hey, you know what? That's not too big for God. But, you know, we are in a situation, if God exists, therefore it's important to national security to consider him. And I am getting very concerned. When I saw Alex go down to McAllen the other day, and he was, again, articulating all that emotion, right? I'm getting really concerned that throwing that on top of abortion, and I hate to say it, but yes, on top of abortifacient birth control, which is where the body count really is, that God may be just about ready to set his face against us for evil and not for good, because it's coming out of the woodwork everywhere. But I am not. The other side of the coin is people have never been more awake. Those demonstrations in Washington, D.C. in November and in January were the best ones I have ever been to.
Yeah.
Those people were outstanding. There's nothing to be ashamed of. That's a wonderful thing to be proud of. I had an anti-abortion activist friend in Canada that he watched that whole thing on television. He said, that wasn't a riot. He said, I'll tell you what a riot is. He said, when I was in Ontario, in Toronto, being a pro-lifer one day at a rowdy demonstration, a cop picked me up, held me over his head, and threw me face first down on the foot of the cop car. He said, now that's a riot.
Right. Right.
You know, so
no, that's true. And you know, people who talk about, you know, that we've never been in a more dangerous situation than this and whatever. I mean, let's be real. You can read the history of the 1960s. There was fire bombings. There were bombings of neighborhoods. I mean, it was really bad in the 1960s. It's just more, you know, I guess the stuff is more easily shared now that we hear a lot more about this. So, you know, I don't even think necessarily we're in like a worse position than, you know, we were probably in the 1960s in terms of like on the cusp of a race war or some sort of revolution or something. It's just that now the systems of control are so much more secure in the hands of our enemies. And it's almost impossible for me to imagine, you know, how we break out of this. But I think you're sort of, you know, reiterating my point or emphasizing my point, which is that this has never been a better opportunity than right now to wake up America and to fight back and to have everybody. I mean, my God, you're being forced to take a vaccine that doesn't work, but gives you massive, unbelievable side effects. The government has shut down the entire economy, closed your store, put you on food stamps, and outsourced your job to Amazon. We have a president that can't even order ice cream without his aides having to whisper in his ear. I mean, now is the time that we should be standing up and fighting back. And instead, you look around and just see nothing. Yeah, a bunch of whatever, right? That, you know, some people like us, we know what's going on. We're extremely fired up. 90% of people. Like it's insane to me. And you're right. It is about like having a kid, and especially like talking to grandparents, that it's like, do you not understand that your grandchild is going to be indoctrinated in the school into hating you? Like, do you not get that? And you can you can just show them all this stuff and be like, look at how horrible this is. And the boomers, unlike yourself, sir, who clearly you're tuned in and, you know, have been in this fight for, as you say, longer than I've been around, you know, no disrespect to you, but the vast majority of people in your generation who have allowed all of this to take place, and you can show them all of this stuff going on, and they'll go, oh, God, it's crazy, isn't it? It's just like, that's it, huh? That's what you got? Rolling your eyes? Oh, this is that. That's just nuts. It's just like, no, it's not just nuts. They have a knife to your throat. Stop rolling your eyes. They have a gun to your child's head. Stop shrugging. Please, for the love of God, wake up.
It's beyond frustrating. Human language begins to fail the kind of emotions we feel about this. But I don't want to sound Machiavellian. You know, there is a silver lining around that dark cloud of the vaccine. You know, it's mostly their own minions that are taking that darn thing.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
I hate to sound mean, but okay, you want to take it there.
Oh, what a silver lining that is. That's not Machiavellian. That's Malthusian, sir. But, you know, maybe, God forbid, you know, maybe in about 5 years, all of the people that believe the lies, all of the people that thought that their globalist leaders had their best interests in mind, all of the people that took that vax, maybe they'll be gone. And maybe the only people that will be left in this country or left on this planet will be that 10 or 15% of us who said no. Hey, maybe that is the case. Maybe that is the silver lining. Maybe 5 years from now, the only people alive are the people who were smart enough not to fall for this bull crap. So, hey, you hate to see it, but maybe there is a little silver lining on the storm clouds above us. Thanks so much for the call, Robert. That was really great, actually. That was not really lifting my spirits just about more than any other call we've had today. Let's very quickly go to Mark in Quebec, who has a Bible verse for us here in the last few minutes of today's program. Mark in Quebec, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, here comes a zinger. Most people don't know that there's a verse in the Bible for every single year since the very first year. So just as an example, let's go to 1948 and see what the Bible tells us about 1948. It says that the Lord will collect his chosen people back to him in the land from which he cast them out. 1948 was when they created Israel.
How are you matching quotes to years?
Okay, so this year is the year 5781 according to all the rabbis in Jerusalem, according to all the priests and according to all the Muslim imams. So it's the year 5,781. If we go to verse 5,781,
which is equal to
our year, it says, those wicked ones who are lacking in discernment, if they would study this Bible, they would gain insight into what's coming in the future. That means that from this year on, the thing that I'm telling you now will be revealed to the general public, that you can read the future in each verse. I could give you 2022, I could give you 2023, but I want to give you 2024 when it says, in 2024, the blood they have in their veins is from Sodom. The blood is from the vineyards of Gomorrah. Grapes are like poison, and they have bitter growths like clusters. That's 2024. Mm. 2025, it says, their blood is the venom of serpents, the pitiless, which means no one will survive, the pitiless poison of vipers. Their blood is the poison of vipers. 2026.
You know, it is amazing. Let me stop because we're about to finish out the program here. But that's very interesting. I hadn't heard that before, where you essentially start the Bible verse one being year one with the Jewish calendar, which says we're in year 5,000 something at this point. I hadn't heard that before. That is interesting. If nothing else, it reminds us that the forces that we're up against and the tyranny that we are facing down at this point is not new, not by a long shot. It's not even earthly. It's a metaphysical reality that humanity has been contending with since before the Bible was written and since before Jesus was born by 3,000 years. It is a metaphysical and endless struggle in which we are engaged. We're so glad that you're engaged with us.